That's fascinating music by composer Stephen Vitiello. This is an absolutely new discovery for me, and hopefully for many of our listeners as well. I was researching the theme of today's program, came across this composer who worked at Electronic Arts Intermix as his day job. This is one of the largest and most important distributors of videotapes in the world for visual artists. And when he worked there, Stephen Vitiello was a rock musician, very much identifying in that camp. But as a direct result of coming into contact with these artists day after day, seeing their experimental work, seeing the kinds of things that they're doing, he decided he wanted to move into a more experimental vein himself, kind of try to do with music what they were doing with visual art. In fact, he was so successful that he was able to pursue touring and recording full-time and leave his day job. Kind of an interesting story here. The day job changes his music, and then he becomes so successful he's able to quit that day job. Welcome to Relevant Tones. I'm Seth Bosted. Day jobs are the theme of today's program, which I'm calling Musical Moonlighters 2. I'm returning to this subject. I had a show called Musical Moonlighters a while back, and I found so many fascinating composers who work in entirely different fields outside of music during the day, either out of passion or because they're simply trying to make ends meet. There are a variety of reasons that composers work in other fields, but it's amazing to me how often this other field influences their music. So on today's program, I'll be featuring music by composers who moonlight as CPAs, or the head of a radio station, or even a model working for the same agency as Cindy Crawford. The first piece I want to play is by composer Bin Lee, who is a composer by night, but he works as an auditor at the New York Times by day. The piece is called Fanfare for the Midwest. It's a fun brass quintet. It was composed for a great festival, the Bowling Green State University Festival. Let's have a listen. Here are Eddie Ludima and Zach Kingens, trumpet, Jeff Dunford, horn, Logan Chopik, trombone, Genevieve Clarkson, tuba, and Elliot Bark, conducting. Music of composer and auditor Bin Lee, Fanfare for the Midwest. Thank you. Great piece. It's the Fanfare for the Midwest by composer Ben Lee, who also works at the New York Times as an auditor. And in fact, I was looking at his LinkedIn page, and he was pursuing a degree in business at the exact same time as he was pursuing his degree in music composition at Indiana University. So it's no mistake that he wound up in this field. He knew exactly what he was doing. What a fantastic performance of that piece, too. Fanfare for the Midwest. We heard Eddie Ludima and Zach Kingen's trumpet, Jeff Dunford, horn, Logan Chopik, trombone, Genevieve Clarkson, tuba, and Elliot Bark, conducted. I want to play music now by David Berman, who is a composer and sound artist, but is also very well known to audiophiles as one of the great producers at Columbia Records during the heyday, or what I think of as the heyday, for experimental music in the 1960s and 70s. Perhaps his best-known credit is Terry Riley's Rainbow in Curved Air. He was the producer on that album. So the skills that Berman would have learned in this day job, of course in the production realm, but also in the promotion realm, I think would have been very, very helpful to him as a composer later on in his career. The piece I want to play now is called Unforeseen Events, and this is a series of movements for a single instrument with electronics. We're going to hear the movement called Canyon, which is for the mutant trumpet, as it's called, a device pioneered by Ben Neal. And it has three separate bells in which you can use different mutes. So usually you can only mute the trumpet one way, but of course there are a lot of different kinds of mutes. In this case, there are three bells, all of which can be muted. Let's have a listen. Here is Ben Neal to perform Unforeseen Events, Canyon, by David Berman.
Bye.
It's a piece featuring a mutant trumpet, as it's called. This is a kind of hybrid of three trumpets. We actually have a photo at relevanttones.com. You have to see it. It has three different bells all kind of fused together, and you can use different mutes in each of the bells. So it sounds like different trumpets, but it's one instrument played upon by Ben Neal, and he was performing Canyon from Unforeseen Events by David Berman, a composer who also worked as a producer for Columbia Records during their heyday of experimental music. The next composer is probably well known to many of our listeners. I'm talking about Eric Whitaker, who became somewhat of a global phenomenon with his piece Sleep, in which he had different singers around the world record their parts on YouTube, and then he meshed it together into one comprehensive choral composition. I'm going to play a piece of his that is not a choral piece, though. This is for wind band, and I found it while researching the show. In fact, while researching the show, I was quite surprised to discover on a fun quiz of composer day jobs that Eric Whitaker moonlights as a model, and in fact works for the same agency as Cindy Crawford. So he's not messing around. This is a legitimate second gig for him as a model. Let's have a listen to Equus. This is a piece for wind band, and we're going to hear the Tokyo Symphonic Band with the composer and model himself conducting. Thank you.
Thank you.
music by Eric Whitaker, who is perhaps better known for his choral music, but here we're hearing a piece for Symphonic Wind Band. And I chose to play that because I think it might also be unknown to many of our listeners. It certainly was unknown to me that Eric Whitaker is also a model. He has a legitimate, thriving second career as a model. That's the theme of today's program, composers who moonlight in other professions, and you don't really think of model. That's not the first word that comes to mind when you think of a contemporary classical music composer, so kudos to Eric Whitaker for pulling that off. We heard the Tokyo Symphonic Band performing Equus by Eric Whitaker, and the composer was also the conductor. Let's return now to the music of Stephen Vitiello, this composer and sound artist with whom I opened the program. Again, he worked for a very famous video distribution company for visual artists, and being in contact with all these visual artists caused a sea change in him. He went from being a rock musician to becoming interested in experimental music. The piece I want to play now is called Rebecca H.H. It's off of a wonderful album called Bright Dusty Things. Let's have a listen. Here is music of Stephen Vitiello, Rebecca H.H.
Thank you.
That's music by Stephen Vitiello, and for me at least, as I listen to that track again, I think to myself, it's no wonder that he was so successful in his new career as an experimental composer, as a sound artist. That piece is so fascinating to me, so nuanced. It's this amazing layering of textures. You have that running tapestry of electronic sounds, a kind of sound bed, as it were, over which you have the slide guitar, the overdubbed slide guitar. Great work, by the way, by David Tronzo on guitar. You have some of these ancillary noises, these vaguely Eastern-sounding scales in the piece. You put it all together and you get this music that to me sounds like nothing else. Fantastic music. That's Rebecca HH by Stephen Vitiello, and he's working here again with David Tronzo guitar. It's from an album called Bright Dusty Things. You're listening to Relevant Tones, a show featuring the music of contemporary composers. My theme today is musical moonlighters, composers who work in other fields, often as far removed from composition as can be. To subscribe to our podcast, or for streaming versions of this and all previous episodes, you can visit relevanttones.com. The theme of today's program is musical moonlighters, and what I mean by that is composers who are not making a living simply from composing or even teaching, because if you're a professor of music, to me at least, that's still very much related to the composition field. I thought it would be fun to feature music by composers who are working as a day job in a field completely outside of music, or who are just as well known in a different capacity as they are as a composer. And of course, this is not limited to the modern era. Composers have moonlighted all throughout history. Robert Schumann was a music critic, Charles Ives very famously revolutionized the insurance field. Stravinsky was trained as a lawyer. Chopin was a piano teacher. The list goes on and on and on. There are a variety of reasons that composers work outside of the field, either because it's more lucrative in a different field, or because they're passionate about the other field, or oftentimes there are things they learn from another field that they're able to transfer over to their music. So on today's program, I'm featuring as many of these musical moonlighters as I can. The first composer I want to feature on the second half of the program is Cary Boyce, who moonlights as the president and general manager of Spokane Public Radio, but he's also the co-artistic director of a new music label and ensemble, so he is able to split his brain in a lot of different ways outside of composing music. I found a wonderful album called The Choral Music of Cary Boyce, and from that album I'd like to play Shadows, Sins, and Nocturnes. Here is Carmen Tellez to conduct the Agova New Music Studio in the music of Cary Boyce. Thank you.
down his head in love.
That's a stirring setting of a poem called The Dream from The Blue Estuaries by Louise Bogan. The music is by Carrie Boyce, who, in addition to being a composer, is also the president and general manager of Spokane Public Radio. The piece is called Shadows, Sins, and Nocturnes, and we heard Carmen Tellez conducting the Aguava New Music Studio, of which Carrie Boyce is also the co-artistic director. The next composer has what I think is just a remarkable story in how he became a composer, the whole career path that he has taken thus far. He trained as a pianist and unfortunately developed focal dystonia, which is a neurological condition that adversely affects a specific part of the body. In Jake Heggie's case, sadly, it was the right hand and he could no longer play the piano. He went into public relations, still very interested in music. He wanted to work for music companies and he eventually found himself at the San Francisco Opera, working as their public relations director. But while there, he struck up a friendship with the great mezzo-soprano, Frederica von Stade, and she found out that he was a musician. She asked him to write a song cycle for her, which he did, and his career as a composer was launched, and it has shown no signs of slowing down. He's arguably today one of the best-known and most accomplished composers of lied or art song. I'm going to play a symphonic piece, however, that is derived from his opera, Moby Dick. This is The Narrow Balcony from the Ahab Symphony. Here is David Itkin to direct the University of North Texas Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, music of Jake Heggie. Thank you. That's music by Jake Heggie, who at one time worked as a public relations director. We heard The Narrow Balcony from Ahab Symphony. David Itkin led the University of North Texas Symphony Orchestra and Chorus. Beautiful music by Jake Heggie. I want to play music now by composer Brandon Harrington, who moonlights as a CPA. This is a large-scale work for orchestra that was premiered by the Chicago Composers Orchestra. And here is what the Chicago Classical Review had to say about that performance. The largest and most impressive of the three premieres was Brandon Harrington's Rest. Written after the death of the composer's grandfather in December, the four movements reflect the deceased's faith in an afterlife, which is also viewed through the composer's more agnostic prism. Harrington's Rest is a strong, original, and communicative work, crafted with assurance and expressive power. Let's have a listen. It is a four-movement work. We're going to hear the first movement. Here is Matthew Casper leading the Chicago Composers Orchestra in a live performance, in fact, the world premiere of Rest by Brandon Harrington.
Thank you.
That's the first movement of a large-scale orchestra work called Rest by composer Brandon Harrington, who also moonlights as a CPA. We heard the Chicago Composers Orchestra, conducted by Matthew Casper, sounding quite good, I think. That is a live recording of the world premiere of the piece. Well, that's all the time I have on the program today for this fascinating topic, musical moonlighters. We're talking about composers here who got their start in a different field, or who are just as passionate about something else as they are with music, or who have chosen to make a living a different way but are still committed to composing music. And this is a topic that's near and dear to my own heart as a musical moonlighter, not only being a composer who's also in radio, but I also run an arts organization called Access Contemporary Music. And so I'm very sympathetic to composers who are splitting their time, and when you try to find a quiet space to write music and sometimes your other jobs are crowding in, or vice versa, you're at your day job and you have this amazing inspiration, and you have to wait until you get home. I'm always sympathetic to composers who are able to manage all of these different things and produce music of the high quality that we heard on the program today. So let's hear it for Musical Moonlighters. Relevant Tones is produced by Jesse McCorders. For more information about the program and the artists we've featured, and for streaming versions of all previous episodes, you can visit us at relevanttones.com. Relevant Tones is made possible in part by the generous support of GCM Grosvenor, the Aaron Copland Fund for Music, the Amphion Foundation, and the listener supporters of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. This project is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks. I'm Seth Bosted, and this is the WFMT Radio Network.